Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
Landlord insurance, ensuring compliance with the policy.
One of the questions we always find fascinating is when can an insurer refuse to honour their policy? Whilst many people will choose an insurance policy based on the premium amount and assume that most policies are the same regardless of which insurer you choose, there can be some very important differences between the policies entered into. Recently, a question was raised regarding continuation clauses and if by not renewing the lease but allowing the tenant to continue their tenancy in the continuation clause would make a policy of landlord insurance invalid. One insurer that we researched was very clear in their frequently asked questions section of their website that they will honour claims made regardless of whether the tenant is within their lease term or in the continuation clause, whilst another stated that for a claim to be considered there must be a valid lease in place which includes a number of minimum requirements. These requirements are a start and finish date, a minimum duration, the amount of rent payable, the bond that the tenant is required to pay, and the notice to leave requirements. Whilst we understand that a tenant is bound by the same conditions of their lease regardless of whether they are in their fixed term or continuation clause, it appears that not all insurers follow the same logic. Another issue for concern is when a tenant decides to sublet the property by way of Airbnb or a similar short-term accommodation provider. A case in the Victorian Tribunal saw a very clear definition of what is considered a lease and what is considered a license when subletting property. If the long-term tenant of a property uses a short-term accommodation service provider and leases out a part of their premises and continues living in the premises themselves, this is regarded as a license and not regarded as a breach of the lease. However, if a long-term tenant leases out the entire premises and does not access the property at all whilst a short-term accommodation is being utilised, this is a sublease and a clear breach of the Residential Tenancies Act. This means that the landlord insurance may not be valid when the property is being used for purposes other than the regular lease arrangement, which, as defined by some insurers, will be very limited to the definitions set out earlier. Other very common issues that hold potential for invalidating your landlord insurance include a tenant in arrears, loss or damage caused by the gradual escape of liquid over a period of time, more than three tenants on a residential tenancy agreement, where they are not related parties, and of course those with properties on a coastline, tidal wave, tsunami, high tide or other actions of the sea. While no insurance policy will ever cover someone for all possibilities, it is important that it is covering your landlords for the necessities that go along with renting property. Make your landlords aware that there is more than one insurer available and to actually have a read of the policy disclosure document, as it could save them a lot of cost, worry and trouble in the future.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.